With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A second child in West Texas has died now from the measles. The first death in the U.S. in a decade was an unvaccinated school-age child in Lubbock about 2 months ago, and one adult in New Mexico has also died from the disease. West Texas currently has some 500 cases. One person has been killed now as Russian airstrikes hitting the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv early today. That strike sparked fires in several of the city's areas, damaging cars and buildings. Meanwhile, authorities say the death toll from Russia's attack Friday still growing, 19 deaths, including a number of children. Flooding has worsened across the south and midwest part of the country. At least 18 people have died in the storms, 10 of those in Tennessee. This is SRN News. Well, political analyst Matthew Continetti is reminding Americans that the very same so-called experts who are criticizing President Trump's trade policies today refuse to allow questions concerning Joe Biden's mental health during the situation. An update now, we've just learned forecasters say that several more storms likely to hit the Midwest and parts of the South continuing into the rest of the week. And in some cases, authorities now fear that there could be an awful lot of water in the next few days and that the death count could continue. Meanwhile, authorities also saying now there is a chance of more tornado activity coming up within the next 12 to 18 hours in several different states. This is SRN News. A new poll tracks the worries Christian parents are grappling with these days.
Has been asking moms and dads what their greatest spiritual concerns are for their children in 6th through 12th grades, and the number one response is worldliness. Nearly all Christian parents say they fear that their kids might become distracted by the things of the world. The second biggest worry is that peer pressure will lead young people to violate the tenets of their faith. There are also concerns about kids drifting from Christianity when they go off to college. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Greece wants to ban men from having children via surrogacy if they are single or in a same-sex relationship. The justice ministry there in Greece says it needs to eliminate legal ambiguity over the concept of inability to carry a pregnancy. Greece legalized gay marriage just 1 year ago. This is SRN News. A very busy wildfire season could be on the horizon. John Scott reports.
Across the country, many communities marked record dryness between December and the end of February. Snowpack was nearly non-existent in some spots, and vegetation was left tinder dry. All comprise ingredients for elevated wildfire risk. Firefighters and fire managers recently participated in an annual Wildfire Academy in Arizona, where training covered everything from air operations to cutting back brush and building fire lines. There's a consensus that crews will be busy throughout the spring and summer. John Scott reporting.
Well, the confirmed death toll from last week's earthquake in Myanmar now approaching 3,500. Thousands more have been injured, and authorities say several hundred people still missing and unaccounted for. United Nations says the quake hit a wide swath of the country, causing major damage to a number of areas. More on these stories, townhall.com.